Welcome to the Behavior Corner Podcast with Barb Rova. Barb created the Behavior Corner after almost two decades of working side by side with families to improve their children's behavior. This is a supportive place for parents to come together to learn how to manage powerful emotions, negative behavior choices, and the chaos that we experience along our parenting journeys. In the Behavior Corner, we share professional, practical, and positive parenting advice. These are the tools that will give you a strong foundation to make positive behavior changes in your children a reality. Get ready. This is going to be great.
Welcome to this edition of the Behavior Corner. Today in the corner, we are talking about self-care. And when I think about self-care, I think about me time. I think about making my family happier. I think about functioning the best possible way that I can function. What do you think about when you hear the phrase self-care? I think for each and every one of us, this phrase brings a little bit of a different view because we are each living individual lives. And self-care may be happening a whole lot in some families and not so much in other families. So the variety of feelings that come along with this phrase of self-care can definitely vary between listener and parents out there. So when we are talking about self-care today, I want you to really hone in on thinking about your needs as the mom, as the dad, as the caretaker. Parents and caretakers have needs just like our kids have needs. And when we let our needs go unmet for too long, everyone suffers. So listen, what happens when you, as the primary caretaker in your home, is missing out on sleep and you have a hard time sleeping night after night after night? What happens? In my house, I get grumpy. I'm short. My patients are not what they need to be. And all I want to do is get some sleep. And everything seems overwhelming. So what kind of parent am I being when I have lack of sleep? Not the one I want to be doing with my kids, I'll tell you that. So lack of sleep is huge. What about this one? What about all you guys out there running on fast food and coffee? Low nutrition takes its toll. It makes us feel like garbage. And I have been there too, guys. You just don't feel well. So you're having a hard time being the best possible parent you can be because of the lack of self-care. How about comforting activities? I laugh because I have seen many times on Facebook the memes that joke about moms who put their coffee in the microwave and then forget about them. Yeah, I've done that. And you put your coffee in and you get on with your day and you completely forget to go back to drink the coffee. And the meme exaggerates a little bit. It says this is what you see the next morning when you go heat up your next cup of coffee. Oh, that's right. I never drank it yesterday. And I put this under the category of a comforting activity because for a lot of us, we like to have our cup of coffee in the morning to get us going, to do something for us. If that cup of coffee is the only thing you do for yourself during the day, then my friends, do it and do not leave it in the microwave to reheat it, right? Last category that I hear about a lot that could speak to the lack of our needs being met as parents: feeling isolated and stuck at home. A lot of moms feel that their entire world is just their kids. There is no time for socialization. There is no time for showers. There is very little time to even get to the grocery store, and they're just stuck. They feel stuck. And quite frankly, the vision and the dream of how wonderful it was going to be to have kids isn't their reality. They're stuck. They're not being able to meet their needs. They need help. We all need help, guys. Lack of sleep, lack of nutrition, lack of doing things that are comforting to us, and feeling isolated or stuck in the confines of your own home, all because we're parents. Did anyone ever tell you that this could possibly happen when you have kids? Because they didn't tell me this. They didn't tell me this, and I didn't know it. But you know what? We can help each other. We can combat these feelings. And there are things we can do to make sure our basic needs are being met so that we don't have these feelings of overwhelm and frustration and even resentment, as some parents have told me. So I want you to ask yourself, what do you need for self-care? What would help you take care of yourself in a better way? I can't answer that for you because each and every situation is different. Your kids are different than my kids. Your spouse is different than my spouse. Your temperament is different than my temperament. Same things with needs. My needs are different than your needs. So I want you to dig deep on this one and really process, even do a little bit of journaling. What do I need? What's something that I enjoy doing that would help me feel that I'm taking care of myself? I know personally, for me, I need more sleep than other people generally need. So I'm actually jealous of those people who can get by on like 5 to 6 hours and they're functioning fine. Maybe they're not, they're just presenting as functioning fine, but I'm more of like the 8 to 9 hour sleep a night person. And guys, that's hard. That's hard to be able to get that much sleep and still devote the time to my kids that they need and to the household chores and to hold down a full-time job and a marriage. That's hard. But if I don't get that amount of sleep, I know my functioning suffers. So sure, I can do it for a night or two, but then I start feeling the crash. So I need to be cognizant in my own life. I need sleep. And when I start to lose sleep, I need to say to my spouse, I'm going to bed early tonight because I'm starting to feel unsettled. I need to take care of myself. I'm going to say goodnight to the kids and then I'm going to bed. You know what? I have gone to bed after the kids go to bed. And I know a lot of my friends have done the same thing. You go to bed when the kids go to bed because you are exhausted, guys. You're exhausted. And that's okay. So when I'm feeling that, I plan for it. When I feel that my nutrition is suffering, I pick a weekend day and I do some healthy cooking and I batch it out so that I have healthy meals for when I go to work during the week because I can feel that I'm not feeling so good inside. I need to up my nutrition intake. I need to stop just grabbing whatever I can grab in the morning and just make it through the day. I need better nutrition, right? I plan for that. Am I going to have time for that cup of coffee in the morning? Well, you know what? That alarm is being set 5 minutes earlier so that I can start drinking my cup of coffee in the morning before I have to get the kids up and out the door. So it is possible, but you need to ask yourself, what do you need to make your self-care a reality? For me, I need my spouse's help. I need my kids' help. I need to set my alarm that 5 minutes earlier and I need to plan out for what I need. What about all you people out there who have infants? And oh my gosh, do I miss that stage. I miss the baby smells. I miss the little feet. I miss the cuddles. But you know what I don't miss? the lack of sleep. And remember, I am someone who needs my sleep. So I was fortunate enough that my husband split the night with me. I got 5 hours of sleep solid. He woke me up when that baby needed to eat again. And then he went to bed for 5 hours. It wasn't perfect. I told you I'm an 8 to 9 hour sleeper, right? But no new mom is going to get 8 to 9 hours. That was not even in the realm of possibilities, and I knew that. That time in my life, it was okay. And I'm going to say I know so many women who do it all themselves. Props to you. I am giving you so many props right now. You're getting up every 2 to 3 hours to feed that infant, and your spouse is sleeping, or you're a single mom and you are doing it all. This is short term. The baby will sleep more. You'll get there. I got there. I knew I needed help. If you need help, please ask for it. It's your sanity. And you know what? When you are functioning at your best and when your needs are met, that means your family is functioning better. That means your family is happier. If you're happy, your family's going to be happier. So when we are making sure we fit in time for self-care, it works to refresh us so that we can keep going and we can give the best possible care to our families because we've addressed what we need. Does this mean I'm telling you all to be selfish and do whatever you want and call it self-care? Absolutely not. I'm telling you to plan for those 5 extra minutes in the morning to have your coffee, to plan to go to bed a little bit earlier, to call in some supports because you need help. This is by no means saying go do whatever you want because you are important, and yes, you are, but your needs are the only needs that matter, and you need to be doing self-care and your family will be happy if you take care of everything you need. That's not what I'm saying, because those kids have to come first. Their needs are super important as they're developing and growing, and they need you there every step of the way. So us parents need to be very cognizant on when we are selecting our me time or our self-care time. My time generally comes when my kids are still sleeping in the morning. I'm not taking any attention away from them, right? So plan that out. When is the best possible time to get some self-care? Can you arrange your kids to go on a fun sleepover at grandma and grandpa's house so you can have some self-care? Yes, because you're not stealing that away from your kids. So I wanted to make sure I put that out there to you because that is super important. I have kids telling me a lot about all the things that mom or dad are doing because they like to do them. Well, what about me? How do you think that makes a kid feel? Not so good. So keep in mind your kids' needs and their feelings and their thoughts as well as you're planning out your self-care time. So what will it take? How will self-care be a reality for you? Well, think about your support network. Who are they? Your spouse, grandparents, friends, neighbors. It's going to be different for everyone. And then I want you to schedule it in. You already know mine is scheduled in for my alarm 5 minutes early in the morning for my coffee, right? Schedule in what you are going to do for me time. Put on your calendar and then do it. And it's okay to say to yourself, I'm important. I can take a few minutes for myself. I can go read a chapter of a book that I've been wanting to read. It's okay. I am important too. And because you can realize that you are important and you're going to do some of these activities that help your self-care and your needs be met, you are sending a really good message to your kids. They're learning a life lesson that as they grow into adults, they're also important. Not only are they important as kids, they're important as adults. And they have needs that need to be met as kids and as adults. Huh. How is mom meeting her needs? How is dad meeting his needs for self-care? And although they may not know that phrase, self-care, as they get older, you can have these discussions with them. You know how mom gets up before you? Do you know what I do while you're still in bed? I do some things that make me happy. And they're going to be like, really? What do you do? Start having those conversations for self-care. When I go to bed, when my kids go to bed, I say to them, I need to take care of myself. I'm very tired tonight, so I'm going to go to bed now too. And sometimes they look at me like, really, you are? And I'm like, yeah, I need to get up in the morning just like you do, and my body needs sleep. And they're processing, wow, yeah, sleep's important. Mom's always told me that, but now I see her doing it too. What a great role model, right? So as adults, they're going to know that they're as important as they are now as kids. And then they will engage in self-care like they observe us doing. So guys, this is a win-win. You're taking care of yourself, you're taking care of your family, and you're raising your kids to see this very important model of self-care and functioning. It's absolutely wonderful. So as you go out into the world and you use these ideas and you start planning, send me a message about what you're doing. Message me. I put my link in the description here and let me know what you're doing for self-care and how you've scheduled that in. I'm so curious to hear how women are doing that. So go on out there, go do that. I have empowered you with this information and I know you are going to do brilliant things with it.
Thank you for joining us. Please subscribe, rate, and review. Come and visit us on our other social media platforms, including our fan page found on Facebook, Behavior Corner LLC, and our amazing closed group where even more goodness happens at Raising Kids, Behavior Solutions That Work. And of course, a shout out to Barb is always available at barb@behaviorcorner.com.